Markets get balanced for a variety of reasons. Supplies improve, and also one has to look at the demand. So this increase in supplies are going to help us to rebuild the stock levels, which were run down quite sharply. And all of that means that our overall important commodities is going to look far more balanced than it has been for several years now.
Can you elaborate on the current trends in prices for some of the more important food commodities?
The prices of basic commodities, be it wheat or corn or rice, in general have been on decline. And this results from the fact that we had increases in production and expectation that we're going to have more abundant supplies and especially export abilities. The situation is a bit different when we're looking at some of the animal protein commodities such as meat or dairy or even fish. Prices are much firmer, largely driven by still continued strong demand, a demand that is sustaining the high prices, not to mention the fact that also for some of those products, the very high input costs, especially of last year, still is having an impact on the final prices. So with the exception of these commodities, in general, we are seeing a more or less a subdued price levels and also subdued volatility levels in almost all cases, because volatility in prices, which we have been experiencing for many years now, is very much related to the level of stocks and buffers. And as those are becoming more abundant, obviously the market becomes more stable. And this is what we are observing, especially, I would say, since the start of this year, and is a situation that we expect to continue still for some months.
What are the prospects for next year?
In very general terms, we see that situation in 2013 into 14 and early part of 2015 is going to be marked by more abundant supplies. And although demand for certain commodities are still going to be quite strong, we think that if the production forecasts we are making now materialize, then we should have enough supplies at hand to meet the expected growth in consumption or demand. This could bring both stability to prices and also keep prices checked. If the prices were to hover around the levels that we are observing today, we could then say that we are in a more comfortable situation because prices are more affordable than they were in recent years. And this is an emerging feature for 2013-14. The situation is good, but we are not as in comfortable situations as we were, say, a decade ago. So we need to be still very careful and very attentive, monitoring the situation very closely, which is what FAO is doing.